Study participants included undergraduate theology students as well as psychology students. Neither group was asked for prior information on spiritual or paranormal experiences, nor was any participant told that there was a sham field control condition. Rather, participants were told only that the study investigated the influence of complex, weak magnetic fields on experiences and feeling states. Personality characteristics that might predispose a person to report an unusual experience were used as predictors for which subjects would report one. These characteristics included absorption, the ability to become completely absorbed in an experience, signs of abnormal temporal lobe activity, and a New Age lifestyle orientation. Assessing its results, Grandquist's team did not find that magnetism had any discernible effect. No evidence was found for a sensed presence effect of weak magnetic fields. The characteristic that significantly predicted the outcomes was personality. Of the three subjects who reported strong spiritual experiences, two were members of the control group. Of the 22 who reported subtle experiences, 11 were members of the control group. Those subjects who were rated as highly suggestible on the basis of a questionnaire filled out after they completed the study reported paranormal experiences whether the magnetic field was on or off while they were wearing the helmet. Grandquist and colleagues also noted that they had found it difficult to evaluate the reliability of Persinger's findings because no information on experimental randomization or blindness was provided, which left his results open to the possibility that psychological suggestion was the best explanation. Grandquist has charged publicly that Persinger's team's experiments were not really double-blind at all. He explained to Nature News, "The individuals conducting the trials, who were often graduate students, knew what sort of results to expect, with the risk that that knowledge would be transmitted to experimental subjects by unconscious cues. Worse, he says that the participants were frequently given an inkling of what was happening by being asked to fill in questionnaires designed to test their suggestibility to paranormal experiences before the trials were conducted." Persinger's team's subjects had completed personal philosophy inventories developed by Persinger and Makarek, 1993. The inventories, administered in class 3 months prior to the experiment, asked about beliefs in conservative religious ideas, for example, Second Coming of Christ, or beliefs in exotic ideas, for example, aliens are responsible for UFO reports.